if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
He was sick?
He was sick where?
Oh. Well, he was sick.
He was sick.
In his stomach.
And he had to...
Had the stomach ache?
Yeah, if food came back up, you might say vomit or any other
yeah,
words.
Yeah, vomiting.
Any yeah. other word besides vomit?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't... yeah, I think you used to say that you just got to puking,
mm-hmm.
is what they called it back, way back yonder.
Uh-huh. And,
but it'd be the same thing.
Uh-huh. Say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was seeing the girl a lot.
Going to see the girl.
Mm-hmm. He said he was...
going to see his girlfriend.
Uh-huh. What do people used to say if a boy was really interested in a girl?
Yeah. Well, they went to see their sweetheart, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear sparking or courting?
Yeah. Say there's courting or sparking. They called it all them things back in the days.
Anything else?
Yeah, that time.
Anything else I'd say?
Well, they might be, I can't think.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
He would be called her...
boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
courting.
Or...
sparking.
Okay.
They called...
Anything
they
else?
They most said sparking back then days.
Uh-huh. What about kissing or smooching?
Smooching, they'd say.
Huh?
They'd say, sometimes they'd say they was a smooching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
say that she... was liking him or what?
Or she stopped letting him come see her, you'd say she...
Oh, yeah. Stopped letting him come see her?
Uh-huh.
Well, he found him another girl, or she found her another boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You
might say, well, he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused it?
Or they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
married somebody else?
Did you ever hear him turned him down or jilted him or anything
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Well, they didn't, I know. I can't remember that. But anyhow, he fooled her. And he married the other girl and didn't marry her.
Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
calls her the girlfriend?
Yeah, the boy that stands up with the groom
oh.
is the...
Well, he...
but maybe the groom's best friend. He would
yeah,
be the...
best friend.
Uh-huh. Do you remember him?
Yeah, that he's supposed to be the best friend, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, the other people would fire off rifles or ring cowbells?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember what that was like?
No, I don't remember too much about that. But I remember that they did do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what they call that?
No, I don't remember.
Chivalry or serenade or?
Yeah. Well, it's something or another, but I don't. I just remember that.
Huh?
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. Oh.
But they was a saying of some kind.
You don't remember chivalry or serenade or belling or...
No, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. Say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
so-and-so called...
not just one or two of them. They arrested the...
a bunch of them.
Or the...
the whole mob of them.
Uh-huh.